Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we'll be reading a story called Whispers from My Music Box, Part 1. From 54 Sleepless Nights, it's a collection of stories written by Tobias Wade. Links to the book will be in the description of the video or podcast episode. If you do end up purchasing yourself a copy, please let me know. I'd like to say thank you to you for supporting this author. Anyways, let's get started. Mr. Wayland doesn't smile. Instead, he presses his mouth into a hard line when something pleases him, which isn't very often. He doesn't care whether or not I call him father, as long as I'm polite. I appreciate how honestly he doesn't love me, and I'd like to think he appreciates me too for not asking it from him. He has a little money set aside from when my parents died, and I can always tell whether or not it's safe to speak to him by calculating whether I'm within my monthly budget. Mrs. Whalen is more difficult because she pretends. She always says how she and my mother were the best of friends, although I never remember seeing her until the day she took me in. I asked her why she didn't seem sad about losing my mother if they were so close, but she switched gears and decided she was my mother now, which meant there was no reason to be sad. She smiles enough for Mr. Whalen too, but the way her smile trembles if she holds it too long makes it harder to trust. I remember the first thing I asked on the night they collected me was about my sister. If you want to be my mother now, then aren't you Jackie's mother too? Why isn't she coming with us? One is plenty, dear. Your father only had one son and his father before him, and I think it's a fine tradition to carry on. But I had lots of uncles. I'm talking about your new father, my husband, Mrs. Whalen replied. I remember her peering at all the pictures we'd had hanging in our house, and never quite facing me directly as we spoke. Where is Jackie going to go? Your sister is almost a woman. She can go wherever she likes. Then, as an afterthought, staying with friends of hers, I think. You've been the one living with her, though. I don't know why you'd expect me to know if you don't. But Jackie hadn't told me. In fact, she hadn't even spoken a word to me since our parents' death. I knew my older sister was upstairs in her room, even now, while Mr. and Mrs. Whalen were ransacking the house. And it made me angry that I had to go to talk to them alone. Jackie should have been interviewing them to make sure they were going to be good to me. I followed Mrs. Whalen from room to room as she inspected the contents. Her expression grew more sour as we went, as though she was expecting to find something that wasn't there. Then Mr. Whalen came down the stairs, shaking his head. It's not upstairs either, Mr. Whalen said, then to me. Boxes, small, wooden, nicely polished, two of them. Any idea? Jackie doesn't know either. Mr. Whalen sighed. Never mind. We can always come back and look later. Let's get this one home and let him get some rest. It must have been a long day for him. I want to say goodbye to my sister, I insisted, trying to squeeze around Mr. Whalen on the stairs. Whatever for? Mrs. Whalen asked. We'll be in the car, Mr. Whalen said. 15 minutes with your things. No more than a suitcase full and nothing that will make a mess. I knocked on Jackie's door and waited, afraid that she wouldn't open it at all. The silence on the other side of the door was heavy until small, tinny music notes began to trickle through. I knocked again, then finding it unlocked, pushed through to stare at the rustling curtains in the open window. Jackie was already gone. Whatever she wants, I mumbled, distracted by the tinkling music. A smooth, polished music box carved with roses with a small golden key, left conspicuously on her perfectly made bed. I lifted it, realizing there were two identical indentations in the fabric where Jackie must have taken the second box with her. It then dawned on me that I was leaving my home for good. I had moved before and wasn't overly attached to these peeling white walls or uneven floorboards, but as long as I was here, it still felt like there was a chance that any moment my father would walk through the door or my mother would call me down to dinner. It was a comfort even knowing Jackie was there, sullen and silent in her room. It wasn't this place I would miss. It was the memories of the people in this place, bound forever to these rooms that I wouldn't see again. Part of me was glad Jackie was already gone, though, because I would have hated for her to see me cry like that. Shh, I caught my breath, thinking Jackie was still hiding somewhere and must have heard me. Still here. The whispered words slipping from the box between the music notes. They still contained a tinny, ringing texture, but it sounded so much like my sister that I didn't doubt it for a second. still with you. The box continued whispering, but now the sound was overwhelmed by the honking outside. I turned off the music, listening again for the whispering, but only hearing the blaring of the horn outside. I hid the music box safely amidst my other possessions, and hurried down the stairs to where the Waylands were waiting in their car. I let them drive me away, not caring where, as long as I knew I wouldn't be alone. I knew the Waylands were looking for the boxes, so I didn't dare mention them again. They made several more trips to my old house, but they said I couldn't come because it was going to be sold and I would only get in the way. That was fine with me, though, because I had the only treasure worth saving, and I needed the secrecy of solitude to open the music box and be comforted by the whispered words. "Jackie?" I asked once I was sure the Waylands were gone. "I can hear you too," the music box replied. There was a lyrical quality to the words, which matched the tempo and the gentle rise and fall of the melody. It was a sad song, one of regret and longing for something so far away that it might not be real at all.
"Did you find a new home?"
"I'm home. How is the brother?"
flowed the music without missing a beat. I became suddenly curious to open the box and try to see whether the music tape rearranged itself to form her reply in front of my eyes. Too risky for something so precious, I decided. I told Jackie that I had a room to myself and the Waylands were good to me.
"That's because, still looking, the boxes."
The melody was changing subtly, the occasional stuttered note branching off to form rapid, anxious patterns before returning to the underlying calm.
"Don't worry, I'm being careful," I said. "I'll keep the box hidden whenever they're around."
The pace of the music kept increasing. Dark chords loomed in the periphery, like heavy clouds before the storm.
"They won't stop looking," the music warned. "They'll get so angry. The pain. The pain."
"Don't worry about me. I'm safer than you are," I shot back. "Where did you go? When will I see you again?" The music box clicked loudly as the gears snapped shut. I hurriedly picked up the golden key and wound it back up, but the music which played was the same gentle, sad melody which first graced the instrument.
"Jackie?" I asked swiftly. "The Waylands are good people. Help me find you, Jackie. There's enough space for us to be a family again. I'll just need to pick up a few dollars somewhere, and I'm positive I can convince them to invite you."
But the music only played the echo of a world that used to be. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed part one. If you did, let me know in the comments or like the video, podcast episode, whatever you got. I'd love to know what you thought. If you'd like to come hang out, we do have a Discord. It's pretty low key. It won't keep you up at night with all the alerting notifications and whatnot. But before I wrap this up, I'd really like to give a shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible and every episode hereafter. So I really appreciate you. And if you'd like to support the channel, then there is also that option. But without further ado, like I say at the end of every single video, we'll see you in the next one.